What's going on, homies? You're listening to NPK Live, the hydroponics podcast. You're listening to NPK Live. To all the listeners around the world, you're listening to NPK Live.
Okay. Thomas, welcome back. Podcast 119 with myself, Stephen, and himself, Thomas. And Thomas has got a mood on because technology.
Yeah, so it's podcast
119.
Podcast 119 with dodgy equipment again. with myself, Thomas.
And myself, Stephen. And the title of this podcast is...
A Storm Is Coming.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's going to rain tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Literally, storms going.
Literally,
you checked your weather
tomorrow.
Have you checked your weather?
Well, hey, yeah. Have you? Have you checked your weather?
I did this morning, actually. Yeah, cloudy with 40% chance of rain.
Humidity.
Oh,
quite high.
Yeah, high.
Yeah, it was very. So today's podcast is a bit of bits and bobs.
Bits and bobs. Yeah, you have a dinner. And it's not really
here
dinner.
Here we go with the Sunday dinners, you know.
No, this is a Saturday dinner.
Saturday dinner.
Saturday dinner when you haven't been in the shops and you just get bits and bobs of everything. I call it bitzer. We have a bitzer dinner.
Yeah,
so we dinner. Have bits of this and bits of that.
Yeah, well, he's just eaten last night's scraps. Anyway, so we've got a storm's coming. We're at the beginning of summer.
Yes, we are.
Also, we need to start preparing for the winter as well.
Mm.
We've been doing a lot of growing in the shop as well, haven't we?
A lot of growing.
Well, I haven't. You have.
Yeah.
I haven't done any.
Me and Reg. Reg. Sweating. This morning. As he potted up 40 tomato plants.
Mm-hmm. But this storm that's been brewing or coming is not just the change of weather, which we're going to talk about as well.
There's a political and a cultural storm brewing.
Yeah, it is indeed.
And
there's loads of top secrets as well that we can't really talk about.
No.
But we can just,
we know.
We can tiptoe around them, can't we?
See, you know what this is a great example of?
What?
I imagine people think, when MPK just gets onto the podcast,
MPK
he'll just talk about everything.
Yeah.
But there's actually a lot of things that we know and we can't discuss because it is confidential. And we are sticking to that confidentiality.
Like, few guys in America, I know loads about Area 51, but because I'm signed to a strict Secrecy Act, can't tell you nothing about anything. I can't say anymore.
Well, actually, anyway. The Secrecy Act was up and that's where Thomas came from. Area 51.
Yeah. But that's where we all you them. Guys in the US, happy 4th
July
of July.
4th for...
July 4th or the 4th of July?
Well, in the UK, it's July the 4th.
Yeah, I think it's 4th of July.
4th of July in the US.
Yeah, so big happy 4th of July.
Hope you had a good time.
Thanksgiving. It's called Thanksgiving,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Independence Day.
Independence Day, so...
And thank God no aliens landed and destroyed the White House. Or maybe. Maybe the Americans wanted that.
Yeah, no. Definitely not. But yeah, I hope you've had a really good time. How many days ago was that now, if our podcast goes out on Sunday?
So if it goes out on Sunday, it will be 6 days ago.
Yeah, so you've all recovered and stuff like that. Yeah.
And then they started listening to this podcast again.
Yeah.
So, you've got a few topics there, because this is Thomas's podcast.
Yeah, this is my podcast, so it's like, we've just got like little bullet points.
Mm.
So first of all, we're going to talk about the growing and what you've been doing.
Well...
Why have you been doing it? So what are you doing, Steve? You've been growing some plants in the shop, haven't you?
Well, this is the end of the third week today. Mm-hmm. We've grown 95% of our plants, all of them from seed, and 5% of them were donated by Dean Finley from the Chili Lab. He donated Fatali chili plants for some testing because we needed established plants and we needed some plants that were quite similar to each other rather than when you do them from seed
okay.
and they're all over the place. He has thousands of plants and he picked us eight of the most similar plants, so that the test was as fair as can be.
Mm.
But we're growing loads of plants because what we intend to do is, obviously people know we love to test, and to do a fair test, you need to do those tests on clones, and that way they're genetically the same and there's no disparities between different seeds and different genetics. So that's what we've got going on. We've got 40-50 chili plants in the shop, we've got 40 tomato plants, we've got about 25 strawberry plants, 10 radish,
And what have you got in that Gavita, the tent with the Gavita lights in there?
That they are the Fatali plants from Dean Finley.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many have we got in there?
Eight. And we have...
These are the ones in this GoGrow and Autopot system?
I've renamed it. Renamed the GoGrow.
To?
The Princess system.
Princess.
Because if you don't treat her like a princess, she'll cry and flood your gaff.
Oh, okay.
That, so it's nicknamed the
Well,
the
I've watched system. The video. I've watched the video that says you're uneducated.
Yeah, that was the implied thoughts, wasn't it?
I don't know. It seemed to me like they had it, not had like a stand on.
They had a bit of a cob on it, seems. I just did. So, see,
why did you fill up that? Did you put water in that thing?
Yeah, I just wanted to see.
You
if it
put
fell.
Water in it, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I just got a measuring jug and poured it in because you know when customers come in the shop, and like first of all, I'm a corrupt scientist, and
I'm going to tell the viewers what's going on.
Let's recap.
Right. Okay. So. We're talking about a system called GoGrow and Autopot.
AKA the Princess system.
Autopot's been around for quite some while. And this system's sort of its competitor, if you don't know anything about what we're talking about. And there's been a lot of hoo-ha over it since this new system has come out. We've got both of the systems in our shop and we've been using them. Well, Steve has. And Steve's been doing little videos, and in NPK's mind, one of the systems hasn't been doing too well. And Steve done a video about it.
Last Saturday.
And then there was a reply video sent to you, which you showed me before, didn't you?
It was courteous.
It was very courteous. It was a very professional video, and it was very courteous, so top marks.
But it missed the point, and
However,
who titled it because it can be misconstrued. That title, it said deliberate overfill, like I have deliberately overfilled.
You need to watch this video, right? So basically, I think it's showing you about how to work this system correctly because Stephen's incorrect use of the system
caused it to overflow.
Yeah. So,
deliberate overflow.
So, as in the video. The system's practically overflowing again anyway when he's doing the video.
Mm. We poured.
It's that much to the line. You know when you pour a fluid into something and it comes up back to the top, the piece
surface
of water
tension,
just grabs on the edge
yeah.
before it goes. It's like holding on like a limpet on the side of a rock. Do you know what I mean? And that's the point of where the video was at. And I'm just sitting here thinking, well, where's your safety barrier then? Come on, smarty pants. Okay, no one's ever going to knock this system. And Stephen has got water in because, he has given the system a little knock because he's a bit dopey, Steve. I've watched him when he's putting grow rooms together. kicked out. his big beard whacks everything as well out the way. You know, but this one never had any water in it. And as I could see this water level rise, I'm looking on the video and I'm looking at the point of where the piping is. And because, I can't even believe I'm having to argue this, the way the pipe sits outside, the water's risen, and basically they're using the fact that the pipe's there.
As a block.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Are they really being serious? Mm. So if that pipe moves a little bit, Steve, am I correct in saying that water will go?
Yeah, if it filled up too much, yeah. It would, like, it's with the pipe, it's safe. If that pipe moved, it's not too safe.
So what I suggest is you come down to our shop and we will have a little talk and run through the schematics of a grow room. And we've got a tent there. I'm going to set up a brand new tent. You can come down. I've got some big plants that we can up pot for you. Or we can start fresh, whatever you want. I suggest you come and build our grow room, set up this system, and show me no leakage at the end as well.
But there's a rule. you've got to move your pots about. You've got to replicate what goes on in grow rooms. People move pots. You set your system, you set your lights up, your extraction, your system. Then you turn your lights on. You're like, the spread of light's not too great here. So I'm going to move my pots about.
Yeah.
And in the video that
you've got to turn around, definitely.
You can get it on YouTube. Go and have a look on YouTube for us. It's on our YouTube channel. It's the most recent video and it's about 9 minutes long. And it just shows you what goes on in a grow room. You move your pots about. And when you move them, when they're full, then a little bit of water splashes over. And if you do this a couple of times, a bit of water splashes over, pushes the valve down, causes it to permanently fill with water, and it will just drain your 100-litre, 200-litre, 400-litre tank of water.
So, yeah.
It's massively flawed. Now, I will be honest.
Wait till I do my video. I'm going to do a video after. Mm. Yeah. I'm going to do a video setting up a grow room how I do it. And I ain't no princess when I'm setting up my grow room, let me tell you. So we'll see. Mm. And I'm going to do my video.
It's fun. I wanted to see. The reason I was annoyed is because I wanted to see how this system grew a plant compared to how autopot grows a plant. Because my theory was, and me and Tom had a discussion, my theory was that because the GoGrow holds more water, the capillary action will rise further. Yeah. Explain this in the video.
You've done this in your, on your Smarty Pants video.
Your Smarty Pants video, yeah. So where we've got two pieces of kitchen roll on, you can see when there's more water in the base of the, touching the tissue, the capillary action, it rises further. So this is what happens in a GoGrow. The more water fills the pot and it's going to stay wetter for longer, which is not something that you want in a gravity fed.
You know what I do want to know? Sorry, lad. You know if the, if I buy this, this GoGrow, say for instance I'm going to stock this GoGrow system and it floods out one of my mates' gaffs, are they going to pay for it?
I don't think so. Nope, they'd put it down to grower error, wouldn't they? Like me.
Oh, they're going to say that
it's my grower error. They'll probably do a video and tell them how to use it properly.
So is that why we do this testing, to make sure that I don't have to get egg on my chin?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And you,
because
you, know
you don't think that I'm gonna sell a system to somebody that has the potential of flooding?
No.
You don't think that? You don't believe that? No. Like, there's no way.
There's a 1%, maybe a 2% chance, if you're silly, that some systems can flood, and this happens worldwide.
A lot of systems can flood
if there's a really, you can go, look at that. If you do this, this will flood. There's no system that goes, if you do this, this will flood, and it by the nature of its design, it's gonna do this. But you've made a good point there. You would never sell a system. Now, regardless of my beliefs, I just happen to have the same beliefs as Thomas, and we all do at MPK. But if Thomas decided that, you know what, I'm gonna sell this this system, and you haven't tested it, then the same thing, then that's going to happen. People are going to be coming back. So this system has been out now, correct me if I'm wrong, let's get it 4 weeks, a good solid 4 weeks, this system's
and
been available to buy.
You know, in GoGrow's defence, Hydrogarden's defence as well, obviously a lot of people are going to be trying to attack you and stuff like that, and that's why we're doing a fair test. Because we like people who innovate stuff, and we appreciate it. We really do.
And if it had been better than Autopot, then we'd have said to Autopot, listen.
Oh, look at this. You've got a competitor here.
The reason it's better is because they've done this.
Boom,
so
boom, boom, because that's what we do.
Why don't you make your Autopot better? And then the whole industry's products improve as a result. But my point is, and if there's any shops listening that are selling the GoGrow, it's not really any of my
business.
Get
ready
to
pay a bill, boys. Let me tell you. Get ready to pay a bill.
Why are you selling the GoGrow? Like, it's only been out for 4 weeks. Do you trust what the manufacturers tell you, that it works 100%? So you're going to give that to your customers based on what testing? I don't understand.
Well, don't get me wrong, we're not here to put people off from buying it. You know, we're just here to give you the facts about the system and what we get. So
there you go. Oh, what about the letter? Should we talk about the letter?
What letter? The mystery letter?
The mystery letter.
We
don't know who it's off.
Oh, imagine we didn't know who wrote that letter. Or typed it anyway.
Oh, well, in Liverpool, we're really good at fingerprinting. So we fingerprinted it, sent it to our database, and we
So nice one, Mike.
Exactly, you sent it.
Nice one, Mike, for the letter.
You know what though?
Oh, was it
wasn't up to Mike? He was forced to do it.
Oh, make him do it? Did he?
Yeah. Well, I am.
Did he tie him down and say, "If you don't send that letter, we're gonna sack you"? Did you reckon that's part of company policy?
I imagine it's not too far from the truth, if I'm honest with you.
But could you really do that? You could just send sack somebody for not sending a letter?
No.
I don't think that's allowed in this country in these day and ages, is no. it? Well, in Mike.
But?
Have I met Mike?
We know. I don't think so. I don't think I've met him. But I've been told that he's a good guy. I have been told.
We've been
that
told
a few
he's
people.
A good guy.
We have. And the point is, I was sent it, and it was sent anonymously. Not
don't
by...
say. Are we going to say what it is? Because that's what they want us to do.
No, what you know? What, you know what offended me?
Do you know what
me?
I mean? Because yeah. we don't want them to get their point of the letter. So we're just going to reference the letter.
And you know
okay?
what offended?
And we're not
going to
talk
offend...
about it. We're just going to laugh at you.
Do you know what actually offended me though?
What
is that? They're so far up their own asses that they think that I don't know about that letter. What that letter was trying to.
When was the letter?
From 2008.
Yeah, okay.
And they think that I don't know that when I do
Don't try
videos.
And educate us, boys. You're just looking stupid. And then everybody just blows you up. And we know who you are. How embarrassing is that for you?
A day later.
Yeah,
the day I received the letter.
Oh, can't wait.
The industry's too small. The industry's too small. This is what we've been saying for years. The industry's too small. And there's that... Like, you know, everybody
pussy
knows
letter.
When something happens. Aye, it's around in minutes.
That's like people writing on the wall about you, that shit.
Or
you
in
know,
the toilets.
Little girls.
Oh, you know what I would have preferred?
Somebody with a bit of balls. Yeah. Hey, a man with a bit of balls, la. Mm. We tell you all the time, you know, if you just want to speak to us and you just want to have bring up a point, if you wanted to speak about this letter, you could come on and speak about it. Mm.
But I'm basically, also, I'm not aiming this at Mike. I'm aiming this at the people who told Mike to do this, yeah. whoever they may be. Mm. My number,
we won't give
our
number, share name, but Mike knows who he knows, yeah. who he is.
Our number, yeah. the shop number, that you can contact me directly on is 0151 678 6000. You can do that in business hours as well. Mm. Call me up and go, hello, Steve, it's such and such. I just wanted to let you know, just in case you didn't know, because I don't know everything. That this has happened. And I go, actually, I did know that, but thank you very much for potentially bringing it to my attention.
Oh, just so you know, your letter was boring. We already knew about it.
Because it was from
2008. Oh, wake
up. It's offensive to think that I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah. Like, we knew about that letter before you'd even thought about that system.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that fair to say?
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
So,
Do you
crack on, because... This is where
we've now you're attacking us, which is getting my hump up, yeah. So
and
when you're attacking us,
we're
impartial, but you know, that's easily swayed when people put a direct attack upon us. So, you know, not good.
Mm. Attack us all you want, but do it
we
in person.
We love it, yeah, we love
do
it.
Do it in person or
well
tell
done, well done. Mm. Another story now, for us to talk about on podcast. Yeah. You're giving us more and more ammunition.
And people love it. People, well our done. Listeners, our listeners love it when we talk about, like, controversial subjects. So this one's a good one for the listeners. So
anyway, let's move on to a better subject: the Autopop Festival.
Oh,
can't wait to go there.
Is that where the cannabis is free?
The cannabis is free. I believe you've done it on your video. You're a little bugger, aren't you? What did you do the other day?
On my video, we call them Easter eggs, and we put little sneaky things in videos.
You're
so that
get you.
Anyone who can get onto it gets onto it. And it was the Canna Gorilla. If you go onto YouTube and look at our most recent video, NPK Technology.
The Canna Gorilla's drinking a pint of beer, isn't he?
Yeah.
There was devil. Is he getting excited?
He's getting super excited because there was a rumour going round that you'd have to pay for your beer.
What? Pay for beer?
I don't know where that came from.
Who
because
made
it's
that
never
terrible
been the case.
Who thought of that stupid idea? That was just ridiculous.
I don't know. They're don't probably know. The same type of people that send anonymous letters.
Oh, come on, people. Oh. Anyway.
Free beer.
Free beer.
We love it.
I don't really drink much beer anyway, so I'll have to pay for me. Will I have to pay for spirits? No.
No.
They're free.
They're from Highlights. Yay! Free spirits on Highlights. Be plenty of ghosts about on that night, I can tell you.
So, good stuff. Autopop Festival by Autobot.
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Go on to Autopot's Facebook. They've got some updates showing you all the plants that they're growing.
Unfortunately, this is a trade festival. It's a close sort of knit thing, but it's once every year, and we get to talk about systems, and we get to talk about flooding systems, and we get to talk about plants, and we get to talk about lights and tents and
a good old shin whack.
What we got up to over the past year. So really excited for the Autopart Festival. Can't wait. We've also got Boardmasters coming up, which is sponsored by Canet
in Cornwall.
Yeah, and is absolutely a gorgeous place to go and visit. Big show going on, big music festival. Kind of sponsor the skateboard and rampy thing, which gives us free VIP tickets.
Yeah, to watch people fall and trip and scrape the legs.
Get really drunk. Yeah. So we've got Boardmasters coming up in August, which is really exciting. We've got Autopop Festival, which is...
It's a third weekend in August.
It's the weekend before or after Boardmasters. I've got a busy month that month. It's one or the
weekend before.
The weekend before.
I think they changed the date so as not to coincide. What other festival is happening? Mini festival, an Autopop warm up, if you will, and this one is open to everyone.
No,
it's the festival you fucking done.
What one?
What one? How many festivals are you organising this year?
Our festival.
Our festival. But don't get too excited about it. It's literally.
The MPK barbecue.
Yeah, the MPK barbecue. Little small thing outside the Morton store on the 22nd of July.
Yep.
It is also the date of Podcast 120, where the wholesalers and manufacturers of the oil products have been invited to come down, talk, and give their point of view. It's called The Anarchist Revenge, is the title of the podcast.
And we are giving out some free nano.
Yep. Mills is coming up, setting up a stand, giving away some free starter kits.
Okay.
Dutch Pro said that they will bring the beer.
Excellent.
You are doing the food.
I'm bringing the food. I'm not actually doing it.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. When am I going to Chester Zoo with the kids?
So, Adam will probably tell you right now. From the mid-July when they all break up to the end of August.
Still got to wait for the summer holidays?
Yeah.
How long away is that?
Probably about a week, actually. You know what?
I can't wait to go and see the animals.
Does your watch tell us the date? Is it the 8th today? The 9th?
It's free.
Oh, it's the 8th or 9th of July today. It's been that busy. Yeah. I haven't even kept up with the days. But yeah, 10th? 7th?
7th.
Okay.
Well, I hope it's a really sunny day so I can get my legs out, my shorts on.
Any excuse to get your legs out. Well, Adam, we're waiting on you. Tell us the date and we're all off to Chester Zoo to see the animals. You're dead excited about it, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't wait. It'll be good fun. Take a picnic.
A picnic. Or are you going to pick a nick?
Well, to be honest, I want to actually go and buy. Have you seen them big picnic baskets?
Only in the
forest. Like a film. No, like a big basket and it has all the stuff.
Yeah, and it's red and white on the inside. And
I
want
to have a big
jam.
Picnic, but obviously we need to make sure we picnic a day that's sunny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need a sunny day.
We need to picnic.
So all the kids need to do that. Please, can we have a sunny day? Because this Thomas is nuts. And he's going to make us have a picnic with the giraffes in the field.
And the lions.
Yeah, well, don't know about that one.
And the tigers. We're there, picnic for the day.
Yeah.
What else is on your list?
Ooh, my list is so...
Oh, yeah, okay, so let's finish that off.
You've been writing on my list.
I have. Come down to MPK. We are Unit 11, Peninsula Business Park. CH461DW. I'm going to put links up at the end of the day on all of our social medias. Feel free to come down. Manufacturers and wholesalers, if you are listening, you don't have to get on the podcast. You can just come down and have a beer and have something to eat. Because the day is also the launch of the YouTube show. We're going to launch YouTube. We've had to give ourselves a deadline because...
Yeah. It was just going on and on forever.
So give ourselves a deadline. Season 1, Episode 1 will be recorded on the 22nd. We've got all of our partners, the people who've partnered up on the lab with us will, fingers crossed, be here. And the launch of the show, I'm thinking, is going to be like hopefully, depending on how quick editing can be done, the first couple of weeks in August.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good. It's going to be a good day, so just feel free to pop down.
Yeah.
And have some music. You listen to some music, drink some beer, and eat some food. All on us.
At the bottom of my list, I've got Monsanto on here.
Have you?
Why have we got Monsanto on the list? Again. Why is Monsanto always on this list?
It's always on the list.
Bloody hell, they're always doing something. Who would you taking over now? We say...
Well, it's a rumour.
There's a lot of rumours. Everybody, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to say some shit.
Okay, say some shit.
But it's there's serious rumours going on Hawthorne in our industry. Group. Yeah, the Hawthorne Group. Yeah. There's other stuff more hit home to the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, big, big news.
Hawthorne trying to acquire somebody.
I can't really say too much about it. No. You know, I can't, no. Can I? I need to just chill.
Because we don't like to spread false rumours. Could make us look a bit silly if they're not true.
Definitely.
But it could
be a good advertising ploy from my super, super duper spies.
But there's definitely a change coming in the industry, isn't there?
There's definitely a storm brewing. It's going on right now and as we speak.
You'll notice, if our loyal listeners will notice, that we've been saying this for a couple of weeks. It does feel like there's a change coming in the industry. A good change, though. We've been at war against the profiteers for some time now, and we've been gathering our troops, and we've been building our team, and it feels like we're about to go to war.
With the distributors?
We will see.
Not us personally, but we're impartial. We're standing on the fence.
Yeah, yeah. We've got our fence.
Nah, we're with the shops. Get it right. We're with the shops. That's where we are. So, you know, a lot of stuff going on. I can't really say too much about it. I think the people who are listening now, especially in the distribution side of things, are thinking, oh, what's he going to say? You know, I'm not going to say, but you know what I'm talking about. We'll speak a bit further on about it on next week's podcast.
Well, that's another bit of news, is for the first time in a while, there will be no podcast intentionally next week because
you're away.
It's my son's first birthday on Wednesday.
Congratulations.
I've survived a year.
1 year, Steve is still here. Look, look, he is not Woo-hoo. Ruined. High five.
Yeah, man.
Well done, Stephen. He has successfully passed his first year of being a dad.
So we know now that I can grow a child.
He's
so
grown a child.
Now it's just time to start to learn how to grow plants.
And now he's going to go into year two of the child.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll pass next year as well. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, if you go back a year on the podcast, you'll notice about this time next year. It was 2 or 3 days before he was born, and then we missed the podcast in the week after. I was like nearly falling asleep.
Well, whilst he's away, Thomas will play. Yes, I will be doing another super speedy podcast
Well, don't promise though, because you've also got commitment to Tatton, Royal Horticulture DRHS Flower Show.
Oh, when is this?
It starts on Tuesday.
You don't have to give me some short notice for all these events, don't you?
Do you want to know something else? Short notice.
Here we go.
You're talking to them about hydroponics.
At the show.
At the show.
Okay. Okay. What? An introduction? Everyone.
No, literally, they want to know about hydroponics, and I got asked to talk about it. I'm saying, you're talking
Sam,
about it.
I'll do the talk, but you're going to help me prepare the lesson plan.
Of course.
Bam.
Yeah, man. Teamwork.
Boom. We'll smash it. We'll knock it out the park. Have we got any slides? Can we do a slideshow?
I reckon we're good enough to not need slides. We do hands-on presentation with auto pots and with dripper systems and with propagators.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Merky, we might even get you to come and record on the day and come and record us doing a talk for however many couple of people turn up to our talk. You know what I'd like to do on the talk is drill home the good side of hydroponics.
Well, we need to talk about its birth, its past, its present, and its future.
And make it not as intimidating to people to take up.
Yeah.
Get them off soil and into hydro. That's the plan. So we'll keep you updated on that little one as well.
Okay.
What else have we got there? What have you? No podcast next week because we're at Tatton. And what was that one there?
What? Sheep's wool.
Oh, auto pop.
Why have you got a pallet of sheep's wool just being delivered to the shop, mate?
I talk to a lot of people. If anybody ever wants to talk hydroponics, they've got me, no matter what time of night. And a lot of people have been taking me up on this and talking, phoning me.
Yeah, but we've got a full pallet of sheep's wool.
Well, that's like a little thank you for when we give our time. One company said, thank you, we really appreciate you giving us your time. It's a pallet of sheep's wool. You test it for us? Will you let us know what you think?
And what are we going to use the sheep's wool for?
We've got an abundance of strawberries. So I'm probably going to put some strawberries in there and probably put some tomatoes in there and see how it grows a plant.
Okay, I need a new jumper.
I was going to say, you're down and your jacket's looking a bit loose.
Yeah.
Half the pallet was missing when it arrived, I think.
Thank you very much for our pallet of sheep's wool. Yeah. But we have got some good ideas what we're going to use to keep things warm in the winter.
Martin Render wants a pallet, wants a couple of bags because he's really into his knitting.
Okay.
He said he's just ran out of wool, so we'll send you up a couple of bags.
Yeah, well, free of charge.
You can help out with Thomas's jacket.
Yeah. If anybody's nan ever wants to knit me a jumper, I will wear it on a winter podcast. Like, you know what I mean? I'm into all that stuff.
Or
like a scarf or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a hand knitted scarf. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I love all that.
Well, the last two pieces, because we'll keep it short, because it is absolutely, you don't understand how warm it is in here. We need to keep it short.
I haven't told you about my new glasses, have I? Not these ones, because these are the old ones, the scratched ones, because I've lost my Oakleys, haven't I? Everyone, I lost them at Glasgow.
Have you really?
Yeah.
The ones with the blue?
Yeah, I lost them at Glasgow. So, I have now ordered the new set, and they're engraved MPK.
Don't mess.
Yeah.
You've got that?
Yeah.
That's
got
nice.
That shit.
That's nice. I'm looking forward to getting my pair, because I know that you'll have ordered me a pair. So a couple of things, because we want to make this also, as well as talking about hearsay and rumours, we want to give you some good tips as well.
Top tips.
So basically, obviously, we're going to do a good podcast, in-depth podcast on preparation for winter.
Yep.
Even though it's the beginning of summer.
Beginning of summer, but start thinking about the winter, because you've only got
6 weeks left, real, of that. So if you're about to finish, then the stuff that you're buying in the next 2 to 3 weeks is going to come under cold weather situations, conditions.
Yep.
So we'll be doing an in-depth podcast, but listen, you start thinking about the cold weather. If you're in Australia, you need to be starting to think about the warm weather.
Yep.
Because it starts to get warmer. So I was thinking about this the other day. Their Christmases are like 30 degrees C. Wouldn't you find it weird to be roasting on Christmas Day?
Yeah, eating a Christmas dinner on a dead hot sunny day.
Be mad, that. I'd have to experience it one day. Be good. But listen, as I've been doing the growing, we'll round up, unless there's anything else that you want to talk about. But we'll finish off as we started growing.
Have you got any more top tips?
Well, there's a top tip, and it's something that I've actually learnt this last week. Me and Reg discovered it. We've got about 10 water butts in the shop. Shout out to Dan at Autopot, who's designed a new flexi tank.
It's bloody Autopot again. Autopot, start making crap stuff.
Yeah, so we can slate you and make it look as though you're not actually our mates.
Terrible, and because everyone just thinks you're just our best mate. And
make something like, we're gonna have to find some flaw, aren't we? Yeah, that's a result.
We're gonna have to look for a flaw in new Autopot geezers.
Well. Anyway,
everyone's like, dead me.
Oh, maybe we're sponsored by Autopot this week.
Oh, yeah.
It was Gavita last week, wasn't it?
That's whatever. Why the casing is for this bloody invoice, then, innit?
Hey. What was it saying? Oh, yeah, growing in the shop. 10 water butts, a really good one. The FlexiTank Pro, so look them up because they're really, really nice.
This is the one that... These
white?
Are, yeah, white with integrated fill-up holes and just all the hoo-hahs.
I think Highlight needs to start looking at maybe making the Multiflow V3 Pro, which comes with this FlexiTank, because the Multiflow pipes could come out through it.
Yep.
It'd look spot on, really would.
Good tank. Piece of kit.
But something that me and Reg discovered as we are growing is that we've put water movers in all of our water butts, yeah? And we didn't have enough water movers.
How much did that cost?
It cost me nothing, thank you. But on 2 or 3 of them, we didn't have enough water movers. So what we did is we got a piece of 16mm pipe, put it on top of a pump, and basically the pump sucks it from the bottom and pushes up to the top. And thought, it's just a water mover, isn't it? But water movers...
No.
No, it's not.
No.
Water movers...
I could have told you that.
What could you have told me?
That's not a water mover.
But it does move the water.
That's a water pump.
Yeah,
and that's going to take the water from the bottom and pump it up to the top.
Yeah, but that's
a water mover is recirculating the water. It's spinning it in a cycle.
You are absolutely
right.
And
keeping the particles from sticking at the bottom.
Mm.
Water pump removes water. And pumps it somewhere else.
Guess what else a water pump does that me and Reg found out? Really heats the water up. Because it's not really designed to run 24/7 like a water mover. So me and Reg learned something new there, because I came, obviously, Reg is checking EC and pH and water temperature every single day on 10 different water butts, as you all should be doing. And he was like, wow, this was 18 degrees yesterday and now it's 25 degrees Celsius. It's not even been that hot. How's that happened? So we managed to figure out the ones that were cool are the water movers, which are designed to run 24/7 and do the job properly. The water pumps are designed to run really 24/7 over a few
good
days
tip,
and start
that.
To warm
That's
up the
a really
water.
Good tip.
So what we've done is we turned them on and off, because we haven't got more water movers until we get another load in for the display. And we're just turning it on and off when we need to, so it doesn't get a chance to heat up and the water's nice and cool now. So top tip, and the point of that really is don't use water pumps as a water mover, because they heat up your water. Second thing is, don't use pieces of kit that aren't really designed for the job that you
like
want
a two
to
way
do.
Timer to do 7 lights.
Exactly,
that's,
exactly.
That's not
and
good.
If you can't think, like literally before last week, I'd have said that's in cold water. It's just going to run. It's all good. Listen, there's reasons why there's different pieces of kit made for different jobs. Just stick to the job.
Different horses for different courses.
Yeah, that's it. And I'll finish on that one.
I think I'll finish there as well. Don't want to bore you. It's Friday.
It's a nice short
for us.
Podcast.
Anyway,
yeah.
You're going to listen to this on Sunday, but it's Friday right now. Mm-hmm. The temperature in here is outrageous. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you haven't had a laugh before. Yeah. Like, you need to invest in water. In water, I've got water on the mind. You need to invest in an air conditioning unit. We need to make this room a closed loop system and maybe get an optic climate in here.
I need to keep down on the costs.
Yeah. So he holds a festival with free food and drinks for everyone. But that's to say thank you. That's us. That's podcast 119. Don't miss us too much next week, but we will. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go live at the Tartan Festival, so you get to see a little bit of us.
Yeah.
And maybe we may be able to do a little bit of audio for the podcast as well.
Cool.
Mikey, finish it there, brother.
Thank you.
And we will see you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It goes up this shit, yeah, they love it like Marfus. Hashtag Mercury, the lane where I'm coming like darkest. I was on the roads when gigs made talking the hardest. Look, Rubai done him on sight. One time check tube on him on sight. Niggas ain't brave, I can see it in your face. Let me tell you about the days I was running on the hype line. Who are you? Where you been? Where you snowland? Where you stack? Where you strap? Where you crow land? Big pump, don't stump when it's showtime. Kinda funny how I didn't need a cosign. Shut your mouth, you ain't squeezing. Pussy boy, I just leave him. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my next one freezing. Touch the mic, they just wheel him. You man, I got too much feelings.